Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I do want to start things off with a little something funny. A man asks his doctor, "How can I live longer than 100 years?" The doctor says, "Do you smoke?" The man says, "No." "Do you eat too much?" "No." "Do you drink?" "No." "Do you watch TV and go to bed late?" "No." "Then why would you want to live more than 100 years?" I want to talk to you today, my brothers and sisters, about finding peace in your life. Yet it seems almost impossible in today's culture and society to have peace. People are so worried and stressed about so many things. But Jesus talked many times throughout his ministry about peace. And he offered himself, he offered this peace to all of us because he knows how stressed and anxious humanity is. And he knows how much we need his peace. And he wants to give it to us. In the Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus says, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." Oh, how we need that peace today, beloved. How we need Jesus in our lives today. You know, psychologists say that stress and anxiety is at an all-time high in 2016. Now, what are some of the big stressors in life today that psychologists and people talk about? The death of a loved one, sickness, moving, marriage and family problems, financial difficulties. Then, of course, there's all the things that are going on in the world with ISIS and terrorism, the erosion of social and moral values in our society. It has people very, very stressed and anxious. Now, those are the big stressors. But how about some of the little ones? The Red Sox lost. How am I going to handle it? Or how about the anxiety or the stress of just driving today on the roads and everyone is texting? You're driving by and people's heads are down. They're texting while driving. It's very stressful. And then, of course, there's the people who get stressed about everything. Everything in their life is an issue or a problem. You know, when God is big in our lives, our problems are smaller and we have more peace. When God is small in our lives, everything is a big problem. Everything's an issue. Everything is a stressor. So these are some of the anxieties. These are some of the stresses that we all experience in our lives. The big ones, the little ones. How do we cope and manage through them? You see, because it's not simply a matter of, well, we get through this stressful situation and then we're fine. But actually, the next one comes right around the corner. It's continuous. That's how life is. How do we find peace in the midst of all the anxiety and stress of life? Jesus said, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give." Do you have that peace? Do you feel His peace in your life? Maybe right now you feel that your life is anything but peace. Now, in that verse, Jesus here is talking about two kinds of peace: His peace and worldly peace. And he's saying that my peace is very different from what the world has to offer. Now, what are some examples of worldly peace? Things that people do to cope with anxiety and stress and to seek to have some peace in their lives. Well, one thing is attaining material things and wealth, which is fine. If I just make enough money, I'll be happy. I'll be at peace. And certainly God wants us to be successful. He wants us to prosper. But where is God in that equation? The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Another way people cope with stress and to seek peace is through a physical fitness craze today, an exercise, which is wonderful. We should take care of our bodies and exercise. But the Bible says that physical exercise profits us just a little bit. But spiritual exercise, the Bible says, profits us for not only this life, but in the life to come. We can be the most physically fit person, but what's going on the inside? Are we at peace? Are we as physically fit inside as we are on the outside? Now, another place people go to deal with stress and anxiety and to seek to have some peace is entertainment and television and smartphones. The screen is where many people go for peace, that soothing, high-definition, alternate universe, hour after hour, the screen. But I bet many young parents of young kids today wish that there were no screens. Amen? I think it's very funny. I think it's very interesting when some religious bookstores or tech-savvy Christian companies, they say we're marketing a new app for teens, and we're going to say, oh, it's all so wonderful, this new app. But they're just not getting it. Most young parents don't care about new apps for their teenagers. They want them off their phone. They don't want a new app. They don't care what it is. No more apps. So many young parents tell me. Except this one. I'm working on inventing a new app, by the way. And so this is kind of the beginning stages of it. You click this app on your iPhone, and it's actually maybe a little graphic of Jesus. Click it. And what comes up on the screen is three or four very simple things. It says, turn me off now. Go outside and play. Read a book. And my favorite, the last one, go to church. And then I'm working on the last part of it. Maybe it automatically shuts off and the phone self-destructs. Well, these are the many ways that people, the worldly ways people look for to cope with stress, looking for peace in this world. But I want to submit, my brothers and sisters, it's only a temporary band-aid over the problem. If we want true, lasting peace, it only comes through Christ. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And so there's worldly peace, but Jesus is talking about a different kind of peace. He's talking about this inner tranquility, inner peace, faith assurance, this strong spiritual inner disposition. That's the peace that he offers us, but it goes even deeper than that. You know, the Greek word for peace is irene, irene. And the verb iro means to join, to tie together as one into a whole. It means wholeness. Peace means that irene means that all the essential parts are joined together. Peace is the gift of God's wholeness. That's what irene means. That's what the peace that Jesus offers. It means that all the parts of our life fit together as one. In other words, the peace that Jesus is offering us keeps us from falling apart. His peace holds us together. His peace gives us wholeness as a human being. You see, because in our modern world, the opposite is taking place, the opposite of wholeness. We are fragmented in our modern culture and society today. Father Maximus, the professor monk, we had him here for a retreat. He talked about this in his message, and he wrote the following. He says, we are fragmented today. We live in a culture of organized distractions. And he was referring mostly with regard to technology, gadgets, media, entertainment. He said, we are experiencing a spiritual crisis in which our inner lives have been fragmented. We perceive not the whole, but only isolated fragments. And our thoughts and our experiences are increasingly isolated and disconnected, preventing us from seeing and experiencing the wholeness of life. Beloved, the world offers us a fragmented life. The world offers us organized distractions. It's the opposite of peace. It's the opposite of the wholeness that Christ offers us. My brothers and sisters, allow Christ to make you whole. Receive his irene. Receive his peace. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. I'm not saying that we will never have stressful moments, but we will deal with them with faith and with hope and a strong inner disposition, not with hopelessness and despair, but with faith in Christ. By his very nature, that's what Jesus does. Irene, he holds us together. He keeps us from falling apart. That's his peace. That's his irene. My peace I give to you. Well, how do we get that peace? And I want to conclude with these three points. The first way is simply to talk to him. Simply talk to God in prayer. Even when we're alone in our home or wherever we are, we could talk even out loud to God and say his name and say, Jesus, be with me. Jesus, be with my son or daughter in high school and what they're going through. Lord Jesus, help and be with me in my health. Be with me in this difficulty. Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day. Talk to him. And the more we talk to him, the more we pray to him, we receive his peace. And we heard this message, we heard this advice from the beautiful epistle today on Palm Sunday in the letter to the Philippians, where it says, have no anxiety or stress about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, by talking to God, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So how do we get that peace? First, talk to him. Comforts us. You know, psychologists get paid thousands and thousands of dollars just to have people talk. Talk to God. And he responds by giving us his irene, his peace, his wholeness, his fullness. The second way we can get that peace is simply by coming to church. The church is a supernatural place. There's nowhere else on earth where we can be in an environment of faith and we're in a very humble and supernatural and spiritual way, bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. We always feel at peace after we come to church because Christ is in this environment. We say numerous times in the liturgy, Irene Pasi, peace be with you, peace be with you. And the priest standing in the place of Christ offers that peace. How do we get that peace? Talk to God, pray to him, come to church. And the third way is through a good word. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. The Bible is that good word. The Word of God, my brothers and sisters, is a stress buster. Fill our minds with good words, good thoughts, a positive message. It's all in here. Presbyteria forgot to mention in her talk this morning about Steph Curry. He quotes that beautiful message, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That beautiful good word. Do you know where those words are? They are printed on his every basketball sneaker through Under Armour that is made. If you see them on the side, it says, I know this because my son Michael has a pair. And they were not as expensive as the LeBron James sneakers. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Isn't that wonderful? A good word gives us peace and helps us cope with stress and anxiety in love. My brothers and sisters, don't let life stress you out. Gospel of John chapter 16 says, in the world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he can help you overcome any problem. Don't worry. Talk to him. He loves you. He knows you. He wants to give you his peace and to make you whole. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Irene Pasi. Peace be with you all. Amen. Amen. Bye.